Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning! Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is a tasty Tuesday morning. It's November 4th. Jen Tuohy, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tim Richards.
EMCs, good morning to you. Really, the forecast today is basically the same for the next 4 or 5 months, except it'll tend to get colder and that precipitation will be snow. That's, you know, cloudy.
Thanks, Tim. That's a great... What I see that the first snow might hit us this Sunday.
This weekend.
Yeah.
They said this weekend.
That's not exciting.
Which is good because I had to YouTube. I could not get my snowblower to start last year at all. I'm pulling it and pulling it and pulling it and pulling it. And on the east side, we had a lot of snow last year. Of course, because I can't get the snowblower to start. A lot of shoveling. A lot of moving the snow. A lot of by hand, right? So I thought to myself, I need to get this thing fixed. I'm actually going to be proactive. We talked about the Christmas lights and putting them up when it's warm.
That was my next question for you.
No.
Did you do that?
I think that I really need to buy more. My lights have kind of run the path.
I feel like you say this annually, too.
Because
I feel
like, yeah, it's 2025. Mm-hmm. And Christmas lights are still the same, and they're horrendous. And if you're missing a bulb, they go, like, it's just, I love the tis the season, the putting up the lights, you know.
It's fun to look at, but yeah. Getting it done is really a pain in the butt.
So, so the snowblower, it would not start. I got it to start. I ordered some parts and actually got the thing to start. But now the tires are flat, so now I got to go.
Proud of yourself, because didn't you like replace a carburetor or something?
I replaced the carburetor, and once again, if you know me, I'm not. It's so funny because I say that I'm not handy, and then when I look at my house, I fixed everything in the house.
Yeah, I feel like you're
like mid,
handy,
just mid.
You're handy.
I'm not
than
like
you
a
think.
You know drywall guy. This like you know like Ray that we work with and stuff that can really do things. I'm never going to be that guy. But putting in the ceiling fans and doing this and that, like I can get all that stuff done. But yeah, it was a spark plug and a carburetor. I replaced that. Boom, started right up. Tires are flat, which is easy.
I think is what you are.
Handy light.
There you go.
That should change all of my social handles.
It's Jim Richards.
If you need anybody, if you have any questions, I can answer them
lightly
with a nice Google and also YouTube. So obviously, dead guy in the envelope. That game is over as far as the third round of the round 2.5. We are in a kind of a limbo stage of what's going to happen next. If we're going to start another round, if there's going to be a guess what's in my purse. There's a lot of things that are happening.
And I think we're open. I mean, I know I am. I would assume you are, too. Open to suggestions.
Of course. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because we're used to something here
for
the EMCs. We have a lot of messages to get to and that type of thing, too, that we'll continue to do. But I want to start the show with Jen being relatively psychic and not knowing it yesterday. It's the first thing I thought of yesterday because there was a big announcement last night on Jimmy Fallon. And I feel like you were low-key psychic about this with a reaction to one of the Trump TUI questions yesterday.
Oh, I'm excited for this.
It was very, very impressive. And maybe you don't get a chance to listen to Trump TUI. It's one of the questions. And Jen is psychic. I can prove that in 3 minutes. Stick around. So People Magazine has revealed their sexiest man alive. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It happened like 7 hours ago.
Yeah, it was on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Fallon on the Tonight Show. Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show. Whatever. Jimmy Fallon revealed it last night. And the sexiest man alive is Jonathan Bailey.
Travis Kelce gets knocked out of the water.
I know. I feel like he already got his PR from his engagement. He's okay. Wicked is coming out. Here on the 21st, Jonathan Bailey, very popular from his role on Bridgerton as well.
Here's where the psychic part comes into play. This was yesterday's game. So we play rounds of Trump TUI where you can battle Jen in trivia at 7:35 and 8:35. We've done this for a number of years. If you stick around or you come back, you can play and battle Jen and see if you can win the limited edition Jen and Tim Show coffee mug. This is one of the questions yesterday, once again, for the 8:35 game. This is why you're psychic. Take a listen. This is only like 20 seconds.
While Bridgerton made Jonathan Bailey famous, he also played the role of Fiero in which fantasy movie series adaptation?
Wicked. I like him. Very good actor.
Did you like him 4 years ago?
It's gotten more, I think.
So.
But when they had that season focused on his character on Bridgerton, that's where
like
the true
character.
Love.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Also him.
What are the chances? First of all, it makes sense to write that it was Bridgerton news yesterday. And then to go under there. And then all of a sudden, he's the sexiest man alive. I could not believe that happened within the last, 22 hours.
That's a very exciting thing. And I will say last week we were talking about this on Friday because we were wondering, are you up for it? Sexiest Man Alive, People Magazine. I'm sorry. Sorry you got denied again. But there was speculation maybe around Jonathan Bailey, maybe around Pedro Pascal was one of them. I can't remember. There was a third guy. I can't remember who they were speculating about. But I remember hearing Jonathan Bailey and I thought, that feels likely. It just feels right this year because I just feel like his popularity has really exploded over this past year because of Wicked.
So there you go. That was a great call yesterday.
Thank you for calling me psychic.
What are the chances that would happen? Then he's the sexiest man alive. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
Dale, what are you doing, man? Dead guy in the envelope is over. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I missed it already. We're only 2 days in.
That's sad.
Tomorrow morning, we're going to play Are You Sitting or Standing?
No, we're not playing that.
Why not? Are you driving or not?
Try it right now with Dale. Try the game. Sitting or standing. How's that going to go? Hey, it's Star 102, Dale. Would you like to play a round of sitting or standing?
You have to say yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Dale, I'm going to guess that you're standing.
Wrong.
Tomorrow morning, I'll probably do better. It's a 50-50 chance. Maybe it's America's newest favorite game.
I feel like it's just a one-off.
You know what I'm feeling? We're just checking if the mic's on.
No,
I know when to pop it up. I've been doing this a long time.
The windscreen was needed pushed down. Sorry. That's my bad.
EMCs, we're sorry. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Jen the Mike Smacker, Tim Richards.
I apologize.
I feel a little down.
Why?
These last 2 days.
Because the dead guy in an envelope?
Yes.
You miss it.
Yes.
I will say
all
this.
All these people that say don't play, now what are you going to do? DM us with some ideas.
When
I'll read them tomorrow.
People miss your song, too. Everyone loves you singing Dead Guy in an Envelope. And listen, if we get rid of Dead Guy in an Envelope, which could happen.
It could happen.
I will miss that song. That is a great song. And everybody likes that song, and people like to get their day started with that song. If there were a way we could still play that but not play the game, that'd be great.
Or if we come up
with a new game and you write a new song, I mean, maybe you might have a future in this.
I have several game ideas, and you shoot them all down.
I mean,
we'll talk more about it tomorrow.
Do you really think they have longevity, these games, your ideas?
Well, you want another game that lasts 4 months? I'll come up with it.
I feel like it would get a little redundant.
Okay.
Like what?
There's other ideas besides sitting and standing. We'll get to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, yesterday it was perch or fly.
I just feel
based
like
on bird.
I just feel that was you.
That was me.
I just feel like I'm really letting the EMCs down. That's not a good feeling deep in my soul.
We'll come up with something. Don't you worry. Soon.
Okay. I saw a bird today. No. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. We've moved on. Coming up next, we do have Stevie. Stevie on the socials.
Jen, I sent you one of those on TikTok, and I need you to watch it.
Oh, I will go watch it. I will. Okay.
I did come across another TikTok that's going viral on my For You page with almost 6 million views. And after seeing it, I immediately wanted to know your guys' thoughts, because you both have kids, and I feel like you could relate to this, and I want to get your take on it.
Oh, I love when you want to get our take on it, because especially if it's related to kids.
Yeah,
makes
I want
me
to know how
nervous.
You would handle this situation.
Oh, boy.
A little sus.
All right. It's a little
oh, boy.
How would we handle it?
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
I came across a video with almost 6 million views on TikTok, and I immediately needed to know how the two of you would react, or anybody that has kids, if this was your child. So the text on the video says, quote, "You'll never guess what a kid gave my 7-year-old brother at school." And here is what happened.
I got $200.
Who did you get that from?
RJ, my friend.
I think we have to call RJ's mom. Do you think?
Well, no.
It's not like it's $20. Does he know what $100 is?
Yeah, it's money.
Yeah, it's money, duh, mom.
And the craziest part is the caption is, quote, "The best part is he isn't the only one who got $200 from RJ." So RJ's just
what?
Got a stack of hundreds.
RJ's a baller.
School.
Just handing out $200.
Can we go to RJ's neighborhood for trick or treat
That's
next
what
year?
I'm saying. There's
the
no
full
way.
Size candy bar at RJ's.
Yes, there is.
No potatoes.
No potatoes.
There's
at
no
RJ's.
Way he's gifting all his friends $200 for no reason.
Why is there cash so readily available
I was say,
to RJ?
Where do you find that?
Also, Stevie, obviously we're listening to the audio. That child sounds pretty young. How old do you?
I think
is
he's
it like
seven.
Seven. Did
seven,
you say seven?
Eight,
okay.
Yeah, right around there. Yeah.
That is a very young child.
I think, yeah. To answer your question, I think you just have a nice dinner.
That is absolutely not. $200?
I mean, what do you?
So you, as the parent, take it from the child, so you can't have.
No, I would never do that.
Let's no, go to, you got to call the
you
parent.
You have to figure out.
You have to call the parent.
Man, $200
right? You call the parent.
I say your child gave me a hundy.
So your kid gave anybody me $50. I don't know what to do.
Ever been in any type of situation like that? I have not. I don't even know how I would. Of course, I have to. Where did you get it? Who gave it to you? You got to reach out to the parents. You have to figure all that out, right?
Yes.
My kid was not having that. He wanted that money.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe we don't have to call the mom.
He's ready to go shopping.
I mean, wouldn't you be a 7-year-old getting $200 cash? That's
I would be excited now.
Yes.
If somebody gave me $200
right?
cash. You kidding me?
Wow.
All right. Maybe I don't know if you've had any, if you want to weigh in on this or have anything close to this happen. Stevie on the socials each weekday, 640 on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. What were we talking about today?
There's a video going viral on TikTok of someone posted their brother, who's 7, came home from school with $200, saying that his friend RJ at school gave him $200, and a couple other people at school also got $200 from RJ.
That is a lot of cash for RJ. Cameron sent us a message. This is so adorable. He said, "I never had anyone give my daughter money, but the closest thing was at my daughter's gymnastics competitions where she won gold on the bars. She traded her trophy with another kid who won silver because they liked each other's colors better."
I can see that. I can see that.
I'm a silver girl, so I would want the silver.
I can understand that. That's my daughter's in gymnastics and the same thing. She is, she can finish 8th on a routine. She can finish first on a routine. First of all, she does not care. She is the happiest kid, which I love. And I wish I was that way growing up because she's just happy to be there and with her friends and that type of thing. But I could see that if she got a whatever ribbon or whatever medal and it was not, she'd be like, "Oh, yeah, I don't really care. Here, you can have this one." And like where she places literally means nothing to her at all.
Yeah, I thought that was adorable.
That is a great story. Thank you, Cameron. You have one too. Go right ahead.
So funny thing. First, shout out to my son. He turned 17 today. So proud of him.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. But when he was in about 3rd grade, Dad got a phone call at about 7:30, 8 o'clock from the school. Never a good sign when you're getting a call that early from the principal. And as it turns out, my son had gone into Dad's vacation drawer. We had been putting some money away from vacation and had given out about $300 to different kids.
Oh,
he's generous like RJ.
Exactly.
Handing out this money.
Fortunately, They gave it to the principal, and the principal called us, so we did get our money back. But yeah, it does
wow.
happen.
I know. Oh, that's nice he shared.
Exactly.
He shared.
It's a lot. It's nice you still got to go on vacation because they got the money back,
yes,
too.
Yes, that too.
Exactly.
I want to revisit Halloween for a quick second because you helped me tremendously with something I was stressed out about. I had 15 kids come to my house this past Friday night, which was crazy to begin with. It's not even about that. Like, it happened, okay? 15 kids came to my house. It was from 4 till 9:30. I will not be doing that again. It was just
it's
too much.
It's cringy. I can't even believe there's a yes to that many kids. And also the, I don't know, 6-hour time frame.
Well, and the kids were off school that day. So I think I was like, oh, yeah, it's fine, whatever. Not realizing, you know, I wasn't off that day. It was a lot. Anyway, there were some concerns. I thought, oh my gosh, I'm responsible for 15 children, most of them in my 11-year-old son's age group. Mm-hmm. Okay. So 11, I mean, they can trick or treat in the neighborhood on their own. But when you have kids that aren't from your neighborhood and you're responsible for them, that's a big deal. So I wanted to, you know, some of the kids very outspoken, some of the kids a little quieter, you know, will some fall back? Are they going to stick together? So I needed a plan of attack to make sure, one, the group was going to stay together, and two, that they all came back on time to my house. So what did I do? I asked you, Tim, because you're very creative, and I thought, help me. What can I do to ensure that I take care of all of these kids and that they all come back on time? And you came up with a great idea. What was your idea?
I don't remember. I'm totally kidding. For them to come back and at the time, if it's all until 8 o'clock, then you would have a battle of who had the most candy, and they would whether it's right. the pillowcases, whether it's the pumpkin, whatever right. they took around, you would have that. That would ensure that they would come back. They want to win the contest. There's a little prize up for grabs. They would come back at that time, and they would be good to go.
They would be good
and
to
they
go.
Would brag because every single one of those kids is going to think they have the most candy.
Okay,
and they want to prove it.
So there's two things I need to get to. One, what happened after I presented that idea to the kids? And then two, what Nate did. So.
Oh, man.
It was. First of all.
I was pretty proud of that idea.
So was I. I'm like, this is genius. This is great. This is going to work. This is going to work. This is great. I thought my execution was perfect, but there was a snag.
Oh, no. What in the world is
there's
the snag?
A snag.
That would be next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
What was the snag? It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
Well, I divided the kids into teams. You came up with this idea for me. I thought it was great. Have a competition for them to get the candy. So I'm like, Max and I prepped. He wrote all the kids' names in a bowl. We picked the names and did 3 teams of 5, right?
Oh, okay. You decided with five, right?
Three teams of
five. We talked about maybe pairs or threes or whatever, right, depending on how many
so
kids
I figured
there.
That way, you know, there's a little group together. I literally dug through my closet of like leftover Christmas gifts or like re-gifts or things I have saved for prizes. I have little things like over the years that maybe the kids didn't use. I'm like, I came up with five prizes. So I figure the five kids on the winning team, each of them get to pick a prize. And there, it was like good stuff.
Yeah, like a Jen and Tim Show mug.
I should have grabbed one of
those.
That would
have been pretty amazing.
They would have not cared.
So you grabbed items. Okay.
I grabbed items. I'm ready to go. We pulled the names. Well, this became chaos because now there were like two kids that were in similar costumes and they wanted to be on the same team. So I'm like, okay, well, you could be on the same team. But then I agreed to that. But then one other kid wanted to be on this team and then that team and then this. It was utter. And then they tried the teams, the kids, these all boys, making trades on the team. So they're like, okay, we made, they, you know, it's screaming chaos. They come up to me like, okay, we made a trade. So the one team's like, great, we traded this kid for this kid. Well, the other team is like, well, we didn't agree to that trade. We didn't agree to that trade. They can't make this trade.
Is this the NFL? So I am the free agency period and they're making.
I mean, these kids are so smart and they were chaotic. And I was literally like, oh my God, what to do? And I see Nate just like kind of giggling in the background, like, oh, you brought this on yourself.
That's true.
So my parents are there. So what do I do? What any reasonable adult would do, I go over to my dad to ask him, what should I do? So as I go over to my dad, asking my parents, what do they think I should do in this situation? These kids are chaotic. One of the kids even says to me, now you know what it's like to be a teacher, don't you? I'm like, you couldn't pay
me. They will never get paid enough.
Never. I couldn't even believe this. I was so stressed out. I had no control. I didn't know what to do. Again, I stepped away from the kids. That was my fatal mistake. That was my fatal mistake because that's when Nate stepped in. And this is why you're going to be mad at Nate. This is going to, you think you're not, you can't be mad at Nate.
Right. Because we have the Swenson's bond. I don't think this is going to be possible.
You're not going to believe what he did with these 15 kids when I stepped away to try to come up with a solution of the chaos of creating the teams and the game.
Man, what in the world happened?
I
can't
so
even wait through this song, but we're less than 3 minutes away. What happened? I'm so nervous. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
Halloween chaos, three teams of kids. You win a prize when you come back and you have the most candy. The kids hate that we've picked their names from a bowl. There's two kids in particular that want to trick-or-treat together. They're trying to make team trades. Half the kids are not having it. Half the kids want it. I go over to talk to my parents because that's what any reasonable adult with two children of her own would do. I'm like, I don't know what to do. So I step away. I'm talking to my mom and dad. This is all happening outside. The kids are screaming. I mean, it's so loud. It's so much sound. And all of a sudden, everything's peaceful. And they start walking down the driveway. Like they're going to go start trick or treat. Like in my head, I was going to have like a starting line and it was going to be 3, 2, 1, go. And like release the kids into the neighborhood. It's this big game and it's so fun. And I'm like, guys, what are you doing? Where are you going? One of the kids, the one that was like particularly mad about the team situation, looks at me and he goes, oh, he said we're not doing the game anymore. We could just go. Nate just canceled it. He canceled the whole thing.
Come on.
He literally was like, no, he just told him, forget it. Don't do it. Just go trick or treat. Go trick or treat. So all my planning and effort and all that just, I mean, in his defense,
it ended up being the right call.
It ended the chaos.
It didn't end up being the right call. It did end the chaos.
It didn't? I mean, yes, it ended the chaos in the moment, but there were still like straggler kids we were looking for, you know, in the neighborhood. And it is the one day of the year that I am not too proud to ride my golf cart around to find children.
I was just going
looking
to
for
ask.
Children. We had to. I mean, they fell behind. I mean, these kids are crazy. And then they come back to my house and two of them are like, well, we actually went over to this other neighborhood. They had so much candy. I'm like, what? You weren't supposed to leave the neighborhood. This was the whole point of the contest and the sticking together as a team.
It sounded good executionally in my mind, executionally. I think the teams might have been too big.
You think with five kids each?
I think it's too big. And then whoever was having a problem with the teams, you can't invite him back.
Oh,
that
really?
Kid's got to be, he's
yeah,
got to be out of the circle.
He was sassy. He was definitely sassy.
The and parents I'm, are throwing it down. The parents yeah. are the parents, the kids are the kids. Here's the rules. Here's the game. Get back here at 8 o'clock. Boom! There you go. Jen and Tim Show coffee mug can be yours.
What did
but when
I
it
learn?
Starts going down the slippery slope, you're yeah. right. Nate did the right. That's the right move.
He did.
That's
he
the
did.
Right move.
He did. And I'm so mad about it. And I was like so proud of you helping me come up with that game.
Man.
And it was,
I really wanted
what
to see
I
how
learn?
That worked out.
I am not good at managing children. I like, you know, a lot. 15 kids.
All
that
those parents,
is,
do they listen to the show and know that they were just walking all over?
Oh, no.
West Lake.
I didn't. No. And I'm pretty sure they all got home that night. Pretty sure.
That's all you can hope
that's
for. With that group of kids, if you go 14 for 15.
Yeah. Well, then they come back and I had them there till trick or treat ended at 6. Eight. It started at 6 to 8.
Right.
And I had them at my house till 9:30. Do you know what it's like having 15 kids that have now trick or treated, ran around the neighborhood and eaten a bajillion pieces of candy in your house?
Then nice I'm like, and tired.
Oh my God, where are they? Are they in the backyard? Are they in the, some of them wanted to watch a scary movie. They're, I had this whole agenda. It was out the
Stevie
window.
Wants to know who got the prizes.
Nobody. Nobody got prizes. The contest was canceled. I had all these great prizes.
This is a bad story.
I know.
I mean, I think he made the right move, but that's
nothing.
Next year.
The kids did not care a dot that I had prizes for them. All they cared about was being with their buddies to trick or treat. I mean, you know.
You need to up the prize game. You need to do $500 for first place. They'll pay attention.
$500?
Yeah. Come on, Westlake. They don't care about a book. You gotta step that game up.
Book. I had like a light up ring toss game. I had a Nerf football. I mean,
those are nice prizes. They should like those prizes.
And then I thought, oh, if I was gonna let them pick their prizes, like the final five, that would have been chaos too.
Maybe you would actually still be there.
Yes, I was giving them too much freedom.
I'm not. Once again, not mad at Nate. That was the right call. That was the right call.
I am never ever the other Jen Tui whose child was there, and he was lovely.
Is that the one? Okay,
no.
All right.
She said she loves the story on the radio. It was.
Did she get her child back?
She did get her child back. I did make sure he was returned. Well, I know he was returned because she texted me the next day and thanked me for having him. I'm like, oh, good. He's home. So
thank you, Jen Tui. And if you're off when this Jen Tui is off, if you could co-host with me, that would be great.
I'm sure she would. I'm sure she would. Coca-Cola has a brand new holiday flavor. It's first in 5 years. Oh, this is a good one. It's in 60 seconds. It's 38 degrees in Newburgh Heights. That's our star city. These are the three things you need to know today. Brought to you by South Park Mall. Oreo has launched Thanksgiving dinner cookies inspired by holiday favorites like turkey and gravy, sweet potato, and pumpkin pie. Full disclosure, I tried to order them for us, but they're expensive.
Same thing. I was not going to tell you there was a DM I was hoping you didn't see. And I thought to myself, okay, this could be fun. What was the price with the tin shipped?
Well, first of all, it was $19.99 for to order the tin, right? And yeah, I looked at
cool
that and I'm like, okay, I'm like, it's worth it. We got to order this for a Tasty Tuesday. This is right up our alley. Turkey and gravy Oreo. Come on, we got to try it.
Yeah, and several other flavors. I think it might have been, did you say it was 12 Oreos?
It was, turkey and gravy, sweet potato, pumpkin pie.
Yeah, the different
flavors.
I can't
remember how many. I don't have it in the store. But anyway, so I add it to my cart. I go to checkout. An additional like $12.99 for shipping. It was gonna be like $32 to order this tin.
Mine was $35, and I thought to
it
myself,
might have been $35.
Whatever,
I don't know.
It's in the 30s. So I thought to myself, I don't want the tin, and can I ask Jen to Venmo me half the money if we do this for? I mean, $35 for Oreos.
I was like even like $19.99. That's a lot, but worth it. Then the minute it went over 30, I'm like, forget it.
Yeah.
I don't even know that we should split that cost. That's ridiculous.
It is. That's why I just backburned. Yeah. I said, I'm
me
not even
too.
Gonna ask. It's just way too
me
much.
Too. Too much.
$3 an Oreo? No.
Too much. Coca-Cola has a new holiday flavor. It's first in 5 years. It's called Holiday Creamy Vanilla. I ordered it for us. Don't worry. We'll be doing it for
Producer
Tasty
Steve
Tuesday.
Said she's in on this. She's very, very excited about this. So I'm glad. A lot of the stuff, being a relatively picky eater,
yeah.
I hate to say that because she eats a lot of things. But you know, there's a lot of things that
why
she also
wants. Why did they have to add creamy, though?
That's
why
weird.
Couldn't it just be Vanilla Coke? Like, that's fine.
Like, it's already been done. So they want to have a...
Well, why is it creamy? Like,
I don't
what
know.
Make is
maybe
it
it's creamy
be
a, to the tongue. We don't know.
See, I don't want that. That makes me think of eggnog.
Maybe it's a little thicker consistency. Well, you think they'd
that's
rather
what I'm
you'd
saying.
Rather say thicky Coke? Is that better than creamy vanilla?
Kind of.
Okay.
I kind of like thicky Coke.
All right, we're going to try thicky Coke.
I just don't understand why they had to add creamy. Okay. It's available this week in regular and zero sugar.
Yeah, I'll get a 2-liter of the Thicky Coke, please.
And a 2-liter at Walmart. Thicky Coke. And the lineup is out for this year's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Performers will include Ciara, Foreigner, Gavin DeGraw. I know you're very excited about that, Tim. You're a fan. The K-pop demon. You've always been a fan.
Why you call me out for that? Yeah, I like Gavin DeGraw. I like Gavin DeGraw a lot.
You've always been a fan of Gavin DeGraw.
And with Tamana Rocks. Unfortunately, I was out of town. I was so mad I missed that.
I'm not calling you. I'm just
mentioning.
Tim,
Gavin DeGraw, random.
Are you
I like better than Ezra? Is that what you're going to say on the air too?
Fan of Gavin DeGraw. You are a huge fan and you have been for years.
He's a nice person and very talented.
K-pop Demon Hunters, Rockettes.
What else, Tim? Third Eye Blind.
That would be.
They're naming all the bands that I like.
That would be nice. All right, 4 new balloons too. Buzz Lightyear, Pac-Man, there's going to be a Shrek 3 themed one, and Mario.
I would go with the Gavin DeGraw themed balloon.
I bet you would.
You don't like Gavin DeGraw?
I do. I love that Not Over You song. That's my favorite. But you like, you go like old, you like the Chariot. You like all the Gavin DeGraw library. Yeah. You're a big fan. Nothing wrong with that, Tim. Okay. Nothing wrong with that. The parade, obviously, kicks off Thanksgiving morning. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.